Steve is on the other side of the showground, I do believe, right now, and he should be with a lady by the name of Fliss, and at the wool shed. Are you there, Steve?
Tony, I'm indeed talking to the delightful lady Fliss from woolshed.co.uk.
Is it raining on your side of the field, by the way, before we go any further?
Unfortunately, it is, my friend, yes.
Okay, go on, off you go.
Right, Fliss, thank you for talking to 80,000 people through Sussex and Surrey on 103.4.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a dry Saturday.
Right, and what can you tell us about all these varied items you have, all made from wool? Describe it, how it came about, and what you use it for.
Well, I have a flock of Southdown sheep, and we're based in Horsham, West Sussex. And several years ago, wanted to do something with our sheep's wool, so I experimented with gardeners, friends who've got gardens and allotments. And the sheep wool works really well for plants. It acts as a natural slug and snail repellent, acts as a water retention aid. You can use it for hanging baskets, and you can put it in lots of great things for your plants and containers to help with water retention, especially in the drier summers. But the gardeners wanted a black wool; they didn't want a white wool. Our Southdown sheep produce a creamy white wool, so I process that in other ways. But what I've done is I source black Hebridean wool from British Wool. All the wool I sell has come from farms in the UK. It's all cleaned and complies with DEFRA, so it's clean wool, hasn't got any chemicals in it, hasn't got any nasties in it, so it's safe for wildlife, pets and people and plants, and you can use it to help with all your issues that you have in your garden when you're having some little issues with the garden, yeah, like slugs and snails, water retention and that sort of thing.
The good thing is, like you just said, it is so compliant with DEFRA, and it's kind of animals and pets. Like, I've got pets myself, I've got plants. So that is the ideal solution for most people these days.
It is, and we've got dogs, as I say. It's a natural product. It's a byproduct. Sadly, British wool, wool from the sheep, is now a byproduct. It used to be in the old days something that, you know, was created lots of money, but now farmers and wool producers get pennies instead of pounds for their sheep fleeces. So I'm trying to kind of contribute my little bit towards getting the wool industry back again. As I say, it's great. You can use it in the garden, you can use it for floristry. I have some lovely florist contacts who use it for wreath making, so you can make wreaths with it instead of using moss. It does the same thing as moss, but is probably a little bit cleaner to work with. But that's what I'm trying to do, is promote wool, gardeners, florists, to use wool as a sustainable natural product instead of other, you know, other products that might be out there that aren't so environmentally friendly.
Fliss, thank you for enlightening me. I'm just looking at something you said. You really must pop over to the south side, the upper end of the actual cricket pitch by the sight screen, and she's got some lovely stuff here, and she can be contacted on woolshed.co.uk. Fliss, thank you for talking to Susie 103.4. It's been a pleasure.